This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 86 for Friday, October 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are steady to lower on Friday in choppy trading. The November canola contract is down 20 cents at 517.10 per ton. The January contract is down 90 cents at 523.80 per ton. The announcement of United States President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump having COVID-19 threw the markets into flux today. Declines in Chicago soybeans, and especially soy oil, are weighing on canola values. A trader says there continues to be uncertainty regarding canola yields on the prairies. Some reports suggest yields are good, while others point to yields being down. The markets won't know until Stats Canada issues its next report in December. Alberta reports its province-wide harvest is 68% complete, with the canola harvest at 53% finished. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady at 75.15 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 75.23. The coming week will see a great deal of positioning in the markets as the U.S. Department of Agriculture releases its latest supply and demand report on October 9th. One firm is projecting a half a bushel per acre reduction in soybean yields and a slightly larger reduction in corn yields. The USDA reports there were 175 million bushels used in the August soybean crush. While that's down 10 million bushels from the July crush, it's also 3 million less than in August 2019. The amount of corn used for ethanol production in August came to 411.1 million bushels, according to the USDA. That's down 13 million from July and 43.5 million compared to August 2019. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The November contract is down 3 cents at 10.21 per bushel. December soy oil is down about 0.75 cents at 31.66 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up $4 at 351.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Friday, with the December contract down 3 cents at 380 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract up 2 cents at 286 per bushel. Wheat futures are mixed on Friday. Chicago December is up 3 cents at 573. Kansas City December is also up 3 cents at 509.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 2 cents at 532. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, October 2nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.